Let's give him a minute.
I don't want to answer the same question twice, so.
Okay. Sure. Good luck with that.
Between.
Were you yelling out Bieber
right
on
here?
An audible call?
Say what?
Were you yelling out Bieber on an audible call?
No.
No?
Okay. Everybody set?
Yeah.
Good?
Okay. Look at the Viking Green Bay Packer rivalry. You've played a lot of rivalry games. What have you heard about the Viking Packer rivalry?
I've heard a lot. You know, obviously, it's big. Up here, so we're excited. I know there's a lot of people that are excited. I've seen it over the years as an outsider, as a fan, and you know, I think it's you know, pretty special game. So I'm excited. I know everybody in here is excited, and we got our work cut out for us. We got a great team coming in here.
Case, are you expecting to be the starter on Sunday's game?
I'm going to answer that the same way I've been answering, man.
Okay,
I'm going to be boring and say that, yeah, I'm always expecting that. Every time I step on the practice field every week, that's how I'm preparing.
How much more comfortable do you feel, you know, settling in now that you've pretty much played in four games here? From that standpoint, settling into the Vikings?
You know, I've gotten more comfortable every week. You know, that's what experience brings. I think experience is priceless. Experience in the offense that you're running with, the guys you're running with. So we've got some good experience, good things on, you know, that we put on tape. We've got a lot of things to work on too. So you know, we gotta go to work this week and get better.
It's a reassurance from last game where it's one thing to prep all week as a starter, whether you tell us you're going to start or not, but as opposed to going in midstream and still going in and really you guys didn't miss a beat.
I mean, yeah, I think that says a lot about Coach Stefanski and how he prepares us, you know, as a quarterback room. We see the defense through the same set of eyes. You know, it starts with a coordinator, you know, quarterback coach, and then as quarterback, seeing everything, being able to operate and say the same things, do the same things, and get the ball the same place.
What was it about Chicago's coverages that dictated the shorter passing game?
Yeah, you know, they did a good job mixing it up. You know, we wanted to take what they gave us. You know, we knew they were going to be sound in the back end, and you know, we just needed to take care of the football and you know, kind of matriculate it down the field. And I think you know, we did that at the right times.
Keith, since you've had more time with this offense, what are some of the things that you become most comfortable with, whereas maybe, you know, maybe at the start of the season you might not have been quite as comfortable with?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, there's a lot of things. You know, I go out every day and work on something different. You know, sometimes I work on the same thing. So I'm always trying to perfect my craft, you know, I'm pursuing excellence, though, rather than perfection. I think that's something that I like to, you know, a phrase I like to use rather than being a perfectionist. But, you know, a lot of things. It's hard to pin that down on just one thing.
What about audibles?
You know, audibles, yeah, that's a big part of the game as a quarterback. You know, that's something I always, you know, always try to work on.
Are you given the same freedom there that Sam is? And just
yeah, it's like I said earlier. We see the defense with the same set of eyes, you know. You know, we have different experiences, different things. So, we you know, we see some things differently. But the more we're in the same room, same quarterback room, we see things, you know, they start lining up.
What was the thought process of coming up? Take us through the thought process of coming here. What were your options and why did you end up here?
You talking about free agency, or are you talking about just to this spot right here?
No,
yeah.
No, I mean just free agency coming here.
You know, it's a great team. First of all, you know, a team that's you know, competing to get in the playoffs and to win the big one every year. So that's something that's attractive as a free agent. Not having to play against this defense. You know, during the regular season is nice too, and get to compete against them in the off season, and then, you know, the offense in general. I think Pat, those guys are doing great things. You know, I like what they did, and like what they're doing, and you know, the guys on the team. I think great squad here, not just great players, but great locker room, great teammates.
Did you have other options? I mean, you look at this team, you know, Sam and then Teddy and everything.
Yeah, we had some other options. You know, we had some other teams, but, you know, Minnesota was the one that stuck out.
And you were familiar with Pat, right?
You know, I think I'd met him once, but not you know, didn't know.
A
little bit, you know, certain parts of it.
What's the biggest rivalry game you've played in high school, college, whatever? The hottest, you know, us versus them game you've ever been put into?
You know, I don't know. Rams Seahawks may have been one. I don't know.
Do you know the magnitude of Sunday of the rivalry?
It's another game, man. That's the pressure of every week in the NFL. You know, I know that you know, it's a division game, so that adds more to it. But you know, it's another game, and I treat every game the same. I put everything I've got into every week, and I'm going to put everything I've got into this week. You know, I'm not going to have anything left Sunday, you know, after the game. So are we at 12 o'clock kickoff Sunday? Mm-hmm. About 3:30, I'm going to be drained, just like I am every week. So, you know, that's how I feel. That's how I compete. And I'm gonna bring the same me this week.
Case, Pro Football Focus has you ranked as the number 9 quarterback in the NFL through 5 games, ahead of Matt Ryan, ahead of Matthew Stafford, ahead of Cam Newton. How do you kind of feel about that, you know, that ranking?
You know, I'll be honest with you guys. I got a lot of respect for what you guys do, but I don't read a lot of articles. I don't pay attention to a lot of you know, of those extracurricular type deals. So you know, what matters for me is the opinion of the guys in this locker room and this building. So you know, that's what's most important.
Are you, I mean, we don't know the future, obviously, and it's still a small game sample size, but are you showing in this stretch that you could be, you know, a solid NFL starting quarterback in this league?
I mean, that's up for you guys to talk about and dissect. I know what I can do, and I'm confident in my abilities, and, you know, I just go out and play every week.
Case,
a couple for Case.
You're probably mostly focused on defensive film, but when you've had a chance to see Aaron Rodgers in the past, you know, what stands out to you about him that's made him so successful for the last decade plus?
I mean, there's a lot of things, man. He's a special quarterback, and can do a lot of things, not only with his arm, but with his feet, too. You know, and getting in the right play. You know, there's plays you watch, you know, him on film. First of all, you know, if we have a choice of watching, you know, opponent defense and we see who they're playing, most of the time we'll look and, okay, they're playing Green Bay, let's go watch the Green Bay game. And, you know, we'll watch plays and just, I mean, there's no words to describe the kind of plays that he can make. So, yeah, I got a lot of respect for him and what he does, and we got to keep him off the field on Sunday.
And what stands out about the Packers defense to you?
A lot of things. They mix up, you know, mix up coverages, mix up fronts. Got a great front there, you know, and then the back end, they play a lot of guys and they're all in the right place. So we got to be able to identify who's in and who's what, and you know, be able to execute. So I'm excited to get the game plan going and get to practice this week.
Are there certain times where you'll look at a defense and say this is a really good opportunity to maybe take off and run with the ball, or is that just kind of as things turn out as a play develops?
Most of the time it's as things turn out. On a pass play, most of the time you're not trying to run the ball, but there's certain defenses that you know, when maybe the defender's eyes are not in the backfield, they're on their man, and if you can break past the first level, you get a chance to you know, make a few extra yards. So thanks guys.